This is Allie Jeffers.
And this is Michaela Rosaya. And today we're going to be discussing common misconceptions about the first years of college.
So the first question we're going to be talking about is why whenever someone older than us or a parent or like family member always asks like how college is going in your first year, we always answer that it's going great and that we love it, but we never really give them the full scoop if we're struggling or whatever.
Yeah, I definitely think there's a social pressure, Allie, to go off to college and just have this super fun time. And I think people often ignore the fact that transitioning from a life living at home to a life on your own can be really challenging for some people. I know personally I struggled because I have had the best friends since kindergarten. My two friends and I, we've been like the three musketeers since we were little, and I've always had them by my side, and I've always had their backs, and they've always had mine. And I didn't really realize that coming to college, I didn't have the same caliber of friendships right off the bat, and that was really hard for me, because if something challenging came my way, I didn't know who to talk to about it, and I felt pretty lost and pretty lonely.
Yeah, I had a similar experience. Like, when I first got here, I missed my family so much. I have always been super close to my family, and also had like a group of really close-knit friends in high school. And so when I came to college, I was trying to put myself out there and trying to like be as social as possible, but I wasn't making friends as quickly as I thought that I would. And it was just really, I felt alone, similarly to Michaela. Like, when I had an issue or didn't know who to turn to, I would like just call my mom. Like, I had no, I felt like I had no one else to talk to and no one else that I could really tell that I was struggling. But also, like, with your parents, like, I didn't want them to worry, and I didn't want them to think that I wasn't grateful for the opportunity that they gave me by sending me to Santa Clara. And so I never wanted them to worry, so I didn't like tell them how much I struggled.
Exactly. And I think the fact that they financially support us through college, they expect us to have this superb experience and just flourish in academics and friendships. And I also think that this is one of the reasons why alcohol abuse is so prevalent on college campuses. I think that people come to college their first year and they're overwhelmed by social anxieties, and obviously alcohol is a deterrent for anxiety in social settings, and I think people use alcohol to try and make friends and just, you know, get closer to people. And I think that drinking creates a lot of problems for some people, and I think it attributes to loneliness because we realize that when we make friends under the influence, it's not really true, genuine friendships, and it's more based on just having fun and being lighthearted. So I definitely think that alcohol abuse plays a role in the first year of college.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I remember the first few weeks of school, like, that was the, besides going to class, that was the only like opportunity to make friends, and that's what everyone else was doing, and I just felt really uncomfortable. Like, not like I didn't, I wasn't super against the culture or whatever, like, I just didn't think that that was for me. Like, I never made friends like that in high school, and it wasn't like how I was comfortable meeting people. And then I would see people around campus and like not remember their name, and I just felt so bad, and I was like, how am I supposed to make friends like this if no one remembers each other from the night before? So it was just kind of a strange like concept to think of. And additionally, like, I think social media also plays a huge role in kind of the expectations of high school kids and even parents, like, going into college, like, what it's supposed to be. Everyone says and on social media portrays the idea that college is going to be the best 4 years of your life, and if it's not, then you did something wrong. And so I think we all felt that pressure coming in and expected to just make, like, the best of friends right off the bat and be like, oh, these girls are going to be in my wedding, like, that right. type of thing. And so even, like, my parents didn't go to college, so the only thing that they really had to go off of when was seeing other people's kids go to college and seeing right. that on, like, Facebook. And they were like, oh, so-and-so loves it at their school, so-and-so loves it at this school. And so I was like, wait, what's wrong with me? I don't know if I exactly. like it that much.
Right. I definitely think that just social media in general, especially Instagram, with the overflow of pictures and videos, you know, all that visual media, it's just a false representation of someone's life, in my opinion. And I'm guilty of it too. I don't post, mm-hmm. you know, pictures totally. Of me, you know, being sad or yeah. like not loving life. I'm always going to post from my most enjoyable moments of my friends at the beach or, mm-hmm. you know, just something like a personal accomplishment. We don't really expose the negative sides of our lives, especially during the first year of college. So I definitely think that there's a skewed perception of the way your first year of college is really going
to
be.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think we just wanted to make this just in case there's anyone out there who felt the same way. And we knew that, like, we weren't the once we, like, met each other and understood kind of, like, the experience that a lot of freshmen share, like, we wanted them to know that, like, you're not alone and everyone right. no one has it together, everyone's struggling through it, and you don't always have to, like, love where you're at in school right. like, it will get better and it will change, but you just have to, like, accept that struggle at first.
Exactly. Well, thank you for listening to Ally and I's podcast. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.